Hi all, and welcome to our Walk With Us Student Health and Wellbeing Guide reflection for the week 12th to the 18th of February. You're very welcome all today, and I hope you are having a good day so far. Our topic that we're going to look at is on having to stay focused and making sure we stay focused. So, as Venus Williams said it, I don't focus on what I'm up against. I focus on my goals and I try to ignore the rest. All of us, in particular students, can lose our concentration at times, and thus finding ourselves losing our overall focus on our goals and on our plans. The scheduled plan to sit with the essay, to do that research, to get the exam preparation completed, etc. It's constantly interrupted by emails, flicking through social media. Maybe you're hungry, maybe you have varied feelings, including frustration, or you may even just be bored. As students, this time given to losing our concentration can have a significant impact on us missing out on hearing and/or including important information. Then we find ourselves losing more time trying to regain our concentration once it has been lost. The impact of all of this on our health and well-being can be significant. We can be left feeling anxious, stressed, and even unaccomplished. If this happens frequently, we can be left wondering what to do or even what can be done. But let's all agree, we can become distracted and sometimes quite regularly, as temptations will always be around us, we can continue to become distracted. So what can be done? Well, firstly, being committed to our goals and life mission is integral to success. Taking charge of saying no to distractions is life-changing, but it needs us to be honest with ourselves. We will need to be aware and committed to care for our whole self, physical, intellectual, mental, social, and emotional needs. In doing so, we are making important steps to look after our whole self and life mission. We are realizing that our daily goals and plans are part of a bigger mission and that they all need to be focused on and attended to. Simple self-care techniques like being well hydrated, nourished, and rested may sound basic, but these are extremely important and effective in keeping our concentration and focus, especially in challenging times. Taking care of these basic needs has been shown to have a positive, dramatic impact on our cognitive function. Something I'm sure you will all be glad to have. As students, it is also important to acknowledge that multitasking does not work. It is doomed to fail, actually. So right now, it's time to give up multitasking and learn some new strategies so that you can remain focused. So, our OTC top three self-care tips and techniques. Number one, be organized. Utilize techniques. Set your study goals and have a weekly study timetable. Remember, especially in times of deadlines and extra commitments like that of completing placements, routines will be essential. In these times, your routine and planning your days are central to your health and well-being. It will help you to remain focused in times of real trouble. Remember, multitasking does not work. Even if you convince yourself that two things at the one time can be done, what is definitely clear is that you can't concentrate on both. So you will need to spend time clinically planning your days and looking at both what you need to do versus what you want to do. The balance needs to be there, otherwise you'll get burnt out and overstressed very quickly. Utilizing techniques like thinking of questions is a great way to regain focus. The most simple and effective way is to use who, why, where, when, and how. Using these to help formulate questions is a good way to keep your brain engaged with the topic at hand or the goals that you're trying to achieve. Asking questions can be especially helpful if you find the work difficult or too hard to start. That they can give you more focus for essays, classes, exams, and are very useful for tutorial preparation. Questions can be really helpful when preparing for exams and recording yourself asking the questions, and the answers following them are a great way to go for a walk and calmly learn your information. Taking notes can also be beneficial for your concentration, as it can help you to actively listen more. It will also probably be more likely to help you remember what you read or what was said. Number two, yes, it's simple and not so, but say no to distractions. Learning to say no when you know you really should is essential. Notice what it is that distracts you. The phone, friends, social media, looking out the window even. Take charge and remove the distraction. Staying focused on your goals and your priorities is key. It can be difficult at first, but it does get better with time and you will feel more in charge of your time and what gets done when you do. Taking time for exercise can also be very effective in keeping you from distractions and helping you to stay more focused. It has been noted to help significantly with memory and thinking out things more clearly. At first, this can be difficult, but with time, you will see the value of reclaiming that space for yourself in your head and how much it has an impact on your productivity and ability to cope. Number three, reach out for support to regain your focus. If you have tried everything to focus but are still finding it difficult to concentrate, it may be worth considering whether there's a deeper explanation. College life and remaining focused on your academic goals can become challenging when you're not feeling at your best, or life issues demand more of you and your time. This is when you need to reach out and look for support and guidance. Look to family, friends, and/or for professional advice and support to help you regain your focus and return to your best self. Please check out our health and well-being section for further resources and information on this or anything else that might be affecting you. If you have questions and are need your support, please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly and you will have access to a range of supports and services, including a dedicated counselling service. You can click on the link in the email to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. It is a positive step in your self-care practice to take time for yourself. Remember, self-care is the new healthcare, so the decision is in your hands to make self-care your priority, and in that way, you are prioritizing your own health and well-being. You're not alone, and please do take care of yourself. Till next time.